right now, there's roughly probably it's 11,000 some scholarships that would be available, and about a little over 500 applied this window.
That sounds like a very small proportion of people who could have applied who did. What's your assessment as to why?
Well, this is a brand new program, and I think it's great numbers. The first window we had over 1,500 apply, and this window is in the middle of a school year, so a lot of parents wouldn't want to move their child out of a school and in the middle of a year. So I think those numbers are great. The next window will be the greater window where a lot more parents will apply for the scholarship. So we're excited about those numbers.
The next window will be for a full year.
Exactly, because this window starts in January. So, that number being 500, I think is great.
I understand that people can get different amounts of scholarship money, voucher money, depending on the disability the student has. Could you just give us a few examples that would show that?
Sure, Bill. The first category is right around 7, and it goes up to 20. So a parent needing Sadie ADHD, they would be in the second category, right around 7,000, with the top being 20,000 if they maybe had they were hearing impaired or vision, or could be autism. Yeah, it caps out at 20, multi-handicapped.
When we talk about these scholarships being for private schools, are these private schools that just deal with disabled students, or they deal with mainstream students but they have special programs for disabled?
It could be a mixture of both. You have some that are specialized in just special needs, and you have others that may be a more typical school.